Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you each week to teach you and educate you about a different injury subject, all for the purpose of giving you information. Information is empowering. You'll know what to do with the insurance company who tries to beat your claim, defeat your claim, mitigate or reduce or obliterate your damages or the payoff they're going to give you for your injuries. You need to know what to do. You need information. At Bell and Pollack, we give free initial consultations. And if you come in to see us, we give you a free legal game plan. That legal game plan we've developed over 30 years of experience in this business. We've got point by point that we can tell you what to do on your case. If you're injured by a drunk driver, you have a different legal game plan. If you're injured by a texting driver, different legal game plan. If you need low back surgery, different game plan. You need to know what to do. You need to know how to approach the insurance company. And I'll guarantee you, and Brad will guarantee you, those insurance companies have their game plan. You better have one. You better have a strategy. You better know what you're doing. You can call us anytime, Bell and Pollack, 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, you can call us 970-870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, what are we talking about today? Today, we're talking about a car crash. You're injured in a car crash. You were rear-ended. The mechanism of injury is the low back, the low seat. The seat slams into your low back. You're rear-ended. It injured your low back. You get in the ambulance. You go off to the ER. You know, Brad, and we've seen this many, many times. You get to the ER, they do an x-ray. They say the x-ray is fine. The x-ray is normal. Does that mean you're not injured? And then the fight starts because then they give you the diagnosis of maybe low back strain, low back sprain, some pain medications, muscle relaxants, and you're off to see your PCP. What does the insurance company do with these kind of cases, and why don't they want to pay?
Well, you know, the insurance companies look for things that they can say are not consistent with being an injured person. Quite often they ignore what might be said with things that are consistent for what people do in an accident. So there's a difference, because people in an accident, just about any of you sitting there think, well, you get in an accident of any degree, of any significance, where it's rattled you or shaking you up or whatever, you're going to feel some pain and you're going to feel some problems, and you're going to think there's some problems, or you might have some soreness, but you always think it's going to go away. So you expect an accident is going to create some pain and soreness. Mm-hmm. And you expect that it'll go away, unless, of course, it's a huge situation where you got a broken bone or something like that. You suspect it'll go away, so you suspect you don't need to go to a doctor, and you don't need to go to the emergency room. And so, you know, as the first thing you have to remember is, normally after an accident, you should go to the emergency room. Period. If you've been in an accident, you know, get to the emergency room, have them check you out, make sure you're all right. This is a time that you need to make sure you're okay. But the situation is, when you get into the emergency room, a lot of times I think people downplay their injuries, they downplay their soreness, they downplay, oh yeah, doctor, it hurts, but I'll be all right. Oh, I think I'll be all right. And the doctors are going to exercise some pretty conservative measures and ways to treat you. So, you know, you're dealing with a situation when you first walk in that the doctors, if you're not emergent, you may be at the emergency room, but if you're not emergent, if it's not a situation where life or death or significant injuries are readily seen, then everybody takes it as kind of a low-key, conservative way to approach the injury.
Right. And in our example, you have a car crash. That's the example we usually use. That's the one we're using today. You're rear-ended. You have low back pain. Maybe you have neck pain, but you go to the emergency room. I mean, you're hit, boom, and then it all happens, and you were on your way to the grocery store, or you were on your way to work, and then you're off to the emergency room. They take an x-ray. They say, you know, a typical scenario might go like this. Brad, you know, the x-ray reads, the radiology report reads, you know, something like normal vertebral height, no anatomical maladies, no anatomical problems, no herniation, no herniated nucleus pulposus, no bulging disc. You know, there's no, but there is evidence, it might say in the report, of osteophytes or degenerative disc disease. And so you need attorneys that understand the medicine. You need attorneys that understand you and to fashion a legal game plan. But the point is this, the insurance company later says to you, well, the x-rays were normal. What's your problem? The x-rays were normal. Or the MRI, and we'll talk about that in a minute, was normal. It shows no, I mean, the intervertebral height is good. The spacing is good. There's no herniated disc. All this is good, but you still hurt. You know, and then the other thing, Brad, is like 1 month later, you left the emergency room, you went to your doctor. Maybe you got, you know, physical therapy times 8 times, maybe massage therapy times 10 times, maybe acupuncture. 1 month later, it's still killing you. 2 months later, it's still hurting. 3 months and on and on. And the insurance company says you shouldn't be having these problems, shouldn't be having these problems because your x-rays and diagnostics were, quote, normal.
Well, and, you know, you have to start with that, too, and have to understand it. X-rays, MRIs, normally you're not going to find a doctor in the emergency room right away doing an MRI. Normally, if they're going to do anything, they're going to do x-rays. A lot of times, they don't even do that. They say, go to physical therapy and get some treatment on physical therapy. I want you to remember something, though. When you're dealing with the emergency room doctor or the physician's assistant or whoever you're dealing with, they're going to ask you generally what happened, or they're going to discuss with you what happened, and they're going to discuss with you where you hurt. Now, they are writing down what you say. And these may not be the insurance company people, but they are writing down everything you say. And normally, you're not going to find physician's assistants or emergency room doctors changing their reports once it's in writing. They're writing down and trying to be accurate. You have a responsibility to make sure you tell them accurately what happened, accurately. Try to make sure that you're being as descriptive as possible as to how you got hit, how you were shaken up, what happened to your body, what part of your body hit, what parts of the car or other parts, and try to make sure you tell them every part of your body that hurts. Now, you know, sometimes one part hurts so bad you don't even think of the other. Your head is so messed up, or your neck is so messed up, you're not thinking of that problem with your knee also. But they're asking you for everything that hurts. You got to try and tell them. Now, most of the time, unless they see something right away, they're not even going to go to an MRI. They may go to an x-ray. They may. A lot of times they do, but they're not going to go past an x-ray. An x-ray doesn't show everything that a CT scan will show. An x-ray doesn't show everything that an MRI will show. MRIs and CT scans don't always see everything that's wrong. X-rays are at different levels in different parts of your body, so they may not see that disc that's been herniated as a result of this accident. They may not see the disc bulge. They may not see what's gone on with any of your vertebrae and how your facets have been affected. They may not see certain problems with your ligaments or your muscles. They're going to diagnose something that's going to be pretty conservative, and it's going to lead to the beginning parts of a conservative form of treatment.
Right. And so, you know, the subject of today, basically, you go to the emergency room, you've been hit, and then you go, and then they say your x-ray is normal. Sometimes they don't do an x-ray, sometimes they do. And sometimes, to be fair, they do CT scans and MRIs. But mostly, when they do an x-ray, the resolution of an x-ray is to tell if you have a broken bone, like a broken arm, or some part of your back, as they call it in doctor talk, gross anatomical structures, are impeded or impaired somewhat. So you need to understand that just because you have a normal x-ray does not mean you're not injured. You got the pain 1 month later, you've gone to your PCP, your primary care doctor, the doctor has prescribed physical therapy, the doctor has prescribed massage therapy, giving you pain medication, giving you muscle relaxants to try to take the spasms away. And so if it's a muscle-related injury only, it's not going to show up on the x-ray. But and so then the insurance companies usually say, Brad, well, you got a muscle related injury. It's a muscle injury. It's gonna resolve. What's your problem? Well, some of them don't resolve, and some of them have some neurological nerve based causes along with the muscle problems, which don't go away.
Right, and that's things that you have to understand are going to take time to figure out. It's going to take time to do what you're supposed to do and to carry out the prescription or the treatment plan and do what you're supposed to be doing to be able to meet the requirements of the doctors or PT, and then understand what you want to do as far as additional testings that you may want to insist on. You may say, I want to have this happen. Once again, remember, the spine is a very large structure within your body. I mean, you know, when they start trying to take x-rays of the spine, they can get a whole x-ray of the spine, but it's not going to go show the detail as to when they come in and they try and find out, for instance, the C4-5 level as they're later on trying to isolate where the radiation of pain is coming from and what might be the problem at a particular level, but according to where your body pains are, not the day of the injury, not when you're in the emergency room, but months later.
Right. And so you're still having symptoms later. So, you know, we got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to talk about you still got this unrelenting pain. The insurance company says it must be a muscle problem, so what's your problem has to go away. Well, not all of them go away. Plus, there's other explanations. You know, sometimes you're sent for injections. Sometimes there's facet joint injuries, which do not automatically show up on x-rays or MRIs. Sometimes you can't see them. Sometimes you have SI joint injuries where you need injections. Those don't show up. So just because your x-ray is normal in the emergency room does not mean you're not injured and does not mean you're not injured seriously. You know your injuries. You never had these problems before. And after the break, we're going to talk about that. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We do car crash cases, big ones, medium ones, small ones, and we do them well. We have over 25 years of experience helping people put their lives back together again. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can get free books. You can email us questions, and you can make an inquiry or live chat. It's just that easy. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Injury Attorneys, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, injury attorneys, located at I-25 in Orchard. Easy access, easy free parking. You can find us. You get a free initial consultation. If you come in to see us, you better plan on spending 30 minutes to an hour and a half with us. We don't just gloss through this. We give you a legal game plan. We've developed that over years and years of experience. Put our experience to work for you. We'll give you a free legal game plan. You'll understand your rights. You'll understand what you need to do. If you or a loved one have been injured, just give us a call. You can come in. You'll be empowered. You'll have the knowledge, and you'll know what to do and what you can say, what not to do, and what forms to sign, and much more. Okay, today we're talking about, Brad, you're injured in a car crash. You go to the emergency room. The x-rays are normal, or you might even go to your doctor later and take an x-ray. It's normal, but your pain and your problems and your symptoms, which you never had before, just won't go away. And so, you know, there are other injuries that you can get to, like facet joints, but you have to have injections and other treatment. And then the insurance company says, why'd you have all this treatment?
Well, and once again, here's the thing. You've got pain. The doctor has put you on a conservative form of treatment, essentially physical therapy, has done some x-rays, maybe gone to some MRIs at that length and determined that they can't see what your problems are. This doesn't mean you're not hurt. The fact that we don't have machinery that can see the injury does not mean that the injury is not there. It simply means we don't have the necessary medical devices to let us address those or actually pinpoint those injuries. So what the doctors recognize, and there's a reason they recognize it as a diagnostic tool, a way to determine what's wrong with you, they can do shots. And they do injections or shots, steroid injections, steroid shots, which are put into different parts of your body to where the needle going into your body focuses, pinpoints on a particular section of your spinal cord, a very small section, or focuses on a very significant, very small section of the vertebrae, and is determining if I numb this area, does your pain go away? Because if they numb that area and your pain goes away, then they know that this is the source of your pain. And they're able to determine, at least now we know where the pain is coming from. What are they going to do then, Gary? They're going to go back for some MRIs. They're going to try and pinpoint some more pictures on that particular area.
Right, and they do these injections. So the point today is you can have a normal x-ray and be very seriously injured, and it can be more than just a muscle injury, which is what the insurance company wants to call it and tell you and pay you for, just a muscle injury. And you better have attorneys that understand this, and you better have doctors that go for it. Because as you know, Brad explained the medical procedure just exactly right, right on. They go, maybe you've got an L4, L5, low back, S1. Issue. Your low back is killing you. Your x-ray is normal. And so they do an injection, you know, guided by fluoroscopy, live television screen. They do the injection. They try to get the right level. They think they home in on it. And this is not a perfect absolute science. They might have the wrong level. So they inject it, they numb it, and then they need to see if you have any relief. And in doctor talk, there's all kinds of medical literature that if you have at least 80% relief for a short period of time, that could be a couple of minutes, could be longer, and then the pain comes back, then they've homed in on the pain generator, and this x-ray is normal, but they've homed in on the pain generator, which does not show up in an x-ray on facet joints. So you might have to have a multiple series of injections, which are very expensive, and then, Brad, the insurance company says your x-ray was normal. What is your problem? You're having all these injections. What's your problem? And everybody in this business knows or should know, and the doctors know, I don't know if every attorney knows, but we do, that you could definitely have a facet joint injury. You can have an SI joint injury, a perfectly normal x-ray, and that's very serious, painful, debilitating injury for you.
Oh, listen, you know, just because the emergency room didn't come up with what the problem was, you talked about fluoroscopy, Gary. We've talked about trigger point injections. We've talked about injections that we do as diagnostic tools to get into the vertebrae or to get into the disc, to get into that particular joint area that obviously you can't see the problem and you haven't seen the problem on an MRI or x-ray or CT scan. We talk about the fact that dye will be injected. Sometimes they will inject dye into your system and into your body for a particular location so they can get a better picture of it. The emergency room is a very rudimentary beginning element of just trying to more or less get a grasp on what kind of beginning care should be given to you. And if they can see something immediately, they can say, there it is. But if they can't see it immediately, it means nothing as to what you might still have as an injury. So as much as I hate to say it to you, and I don't want to make it so you feel bad and stuff, but the truth of the matter is when you walk out of the emergency room and they've told you, oh, we haven't found anything wrong with you, go to physical therapy for a while, that does not mean that you don't have a significant injury.
No, it really doesn't. And so, I mean, emergency room doctors do a good job, and they're trained well. And so they look for certain things. Is your spinal cord compromised? If it's not, then that's one major factor out of the way. They rule that out. Did you have a brain bleed? Maybe need a CT scan. Did you hit your head? Are you dizzy and confused? Are you neurologically intact? You know, are you oriented? Well, and they do oriented tests to determine that. They do all these tests. What's your Glasgow Coma Scale? Might be a perfect 15. You just need to know that, because they rule this stuff out and they say, okay, now we're down to a low back problem. You don't have a brain bleed. You don't have a spinal cord compromise. We're going to discharge you from here. We're not going to put you in the hospital. Sometimes they do, but we're going to discharge you. We're going to give you what? Pain medication because it hurts, and muscle relaxants because we think your muscles have seized up and are cramping and have knots in them. And so we're going to try to relax the muscles maybe and hope the pain goes away, and we'll wait and see. Go see your primary care doctor. That's pretty much a standard in that scenario, ER situation. But you go see your doctor. But we're talking about the insurance company says your diagnostics. The ER doctor didn't diagnose this. The diagnostics, the x-rays didn't show this. That doesn't mean you don't have an injury. You need to have attorneys and doctors who understand these matters and understand you might have a facet joint injury, you might have an SI joint injury, you might have a neurological injury, you might have chemical radiculitis, you might have perfect intervertebral heights on your discs and still be injured. It may not show up on the x-ray, and you need follow-up care, and you need attorneys that can understand this, because that's how you present your claim.
Sure. The guide you want to look for to begin with, and actually throughout the entire process, and I really mean the guide you want to look for throughout the entire process, is your pain and your restrictions, your inability for range of motion, your inability to do things, what triggers additional pain, and your constant pain, or your pain in different ways of your posture. That pain is telling you something. Our body is built to, most of the time, especially when we're talking about injuries from a trauma, such as an accident, to tell us when we have an injury. And that's one of the things I want to make sure everybody understands. If you've been in an accident and you feel any pain at all and you're asked if you've been injured, the answer is yes, I've been injured. Now, yes, maybe science, maybe medicine isn't at a point where it can necessarily find all the reasons for your injury and it can find all the problems with your body. But that doesn't mean you haven't been injured. And the fact that they don't find it in the emergency room, that one thing they, you know, pain's subjective. But the fact is, when they see you guarded, or when they see how you're acting, or you tell them you're in pain, the emergency room needs to honor that. The insurance company needs to honor it. And if it continues, then you've got a continuing injury.
Right. And sometimes they look at your ambulation, how you walk. They, you know, that you might walk with a guarded gait, and that means you walk funny. You lean over, you're crooked, your body's not symmetrical, it's asymmetrical. And all these factors are taken into consideration. But the point of the matter, you don't get discouraged. But the other point I want to make to you right now, so you're in this car crash, and a month later you still have the back pain, or 2 months later the back pain, and the insurance company says, tell you what, we're gonna pay your medical bills, or offer you for the medical bills here, let's just make this up right now, $6,000, and we'll pay, quote, a little bit for your pain and suffering, end quote. Well, that's not all your elements of damages, as you know if you've listened to these shows over the years. That's not all your elements of damages. But they say we'll give you $500 for pain and suffering. And we've asked this on live radio. We've done it in our shows. We do it with our clients. And the people say, well, the insurance company offered me $500 for a really quick settlement. And so the questions are, well, do you know what your final diagnosis is? Well, no, I don't. Well, does your doctor know what it is, because you're still going through physical therapy and massage therapy or injections? Well, no, they don't. Well, if your doctor doesn't know what your final diagnosis and prognosis is, and you don't know what your diagnosis and prognosis is, how does the insurance company know what they're supposed to pay you? Point is, they don't. Point is, they're trying to get you to buy off on a small settlement. A quick settlement takes some money, sign the papers, and your claim is over with forever. So if you have normal x-rays, you go through the procedure. Brad, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you go through the injection procedures, and we can't cover every step of that, but you have the injections, they locate the pain generator. You know, they have a procedure called rhizotomy where they can go in and burn the nerve endings and relieve the pain. And the medical literature says you can do this once, let's just use a year. It says 6 months to 18 months, basically, but let's just use a year. Those are very expensive procedures.
Oh, they're terribly expensive. And once again, they have a dual effect. One is diagnostic, to try and diagnose whether or not this is what's causing your pain. If this is causing your pain, now they've got a better chance to try and figure out how to treat it. The other one is to be able to take away your pain for a while, to let you live pain-free. Does that mean you're injury-free? No, it doesn't mean you're injury-free. Guess what? When the effects of the rhizotomy wear off, when the nerves grow back and you're back into that pain, you're going to find out that you're not injury-free. You still have the injury. So, you know, at that point, you have to understand that your body tells you, you let pain be your guide, but at sometimes the pain is gone because our doctors have been able to numb it. They've been able to stop it for a while. They've been able to address the pain area, but that doesn't mean the injury's gone away. You cannot buy into the fact that you're all better.
All this from a normal x-ray. Your x-ray is normal, but you can still have facet joint injuries, SI joint injuries, other injuries, neurological injuries, nerve ending injuries. Maybe you have pain down your leg. Maybe you have pain down your arm. And so they burn the nerves in rhizotomy. Those are very expensive treatments. Let's say $12,000 to $15,000 per treatment. It gives you relief from anywhere, approximately, medical literature, approximately 6 months to 18 months. So you can do them once every maybe 400 days. Let's just say that ballpark. How old are you? If you're 35 years old, you're going to do once a year for the rest of your life? You understand this case has to be built. You understand this comes from a normal x-ray. You understand the insurance company doesn't want to talk about SI joints, facet joints, neurological injuries, nerves, and radiculopathy, meaning traveling pain down your arm or your leg. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about you injured your muscles. You should be over this by now. Your x-ray was normal. What's your problem? I mean, and that's how they do it, and that's how they approach it.
That's exactly right. You're going to find yourself in a situation where the insurance company would like to get it done with, and the insurance company wants to have you believe eventually it'll go away. But a lot of times it's not going to go away. And you've got doctors who cannot necessarily tell you it's going to go away. They can't tell you it's not going to go away. They sit there and go, well, you know, the body changes and how treatment is goes back and forth. So, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We'll let you know as it works less. We've got statute of limitations requirements. We've got requirements to get lawsuits completed. Time sometimes is on your side just to slow it down and get an idea of what your injuries are.
But you need attorneys who understand this. You can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900 in the mountains, 970-870-8989. And anytime, anywhere from the comfort of your computer, your tablet, your mobile phone, your cell phone, our website, championsofthepeople.com. You couldn't forget that if you tried. Championsofthepeople.com. We champion people's causes. We'll champion your cause. You can come in for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We are injury attorneys here, and we're trying to educate you and give you information to put you on a level playing field with the insurance company who tries to beat your injury claim. You can call us anytime for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. So, Brad, today we cover the situation where your x-rays are normal. Maybe your MRI is normal, but you can still be injured. And, you know, why did your doctor send you? You go to your PCP after you go to the emergency room, they send you to physical therapy. And they wait and see. They want to see how you develop in physical therapy and what you do. Because they know it may not go away.
Sure. The physical therapy helps them a lot of times to find out exactly what's going on and what's not going on, what the problem is, and whether or not you have a significant injury or what the injury might be.
Right. So it's like an initial concussion. We're going to have to wait and see. Sometimes this may be muscle injury, maybe more, maybe different, it may be less. But you can still be injured with a normal x-ray and normal diagnostics at the very, very beginning, and don't let anybody ever convince you otherwise. Bell and Pollack, we are injury attorneys. We are on your side. We are on the people's side. That's why we call ourselves Champions of the People. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Get one of our free ebooks, or if you want a hard copy, just call us and we'll send you a hard copy. We do all this because we are your champions of the people.